Yeah, a bit of everything, but I do think for the large parts we played very well tonight, and two good debuts. Shall we get around to that? At the end, we had to, stand up to the physical threat of Issa, which we know that there is. We should have put the game to bed, in all honesty. A couple of chances that we had, but to come here on, the back of the games that we've had, how tough they've been, physically demanding. Even, Saturday, big pitch, a long journey down. All credit to the players, and a thoroughly deserved victory, certainly in my opinion.
We'll talk about the chances that went begging, first of all, because you could have been at two or three up in the first 15, couldn't you?
Thought we started extremely well. The two for me that stand out are maybe not in the first 15 minutes was Clay's just before half time. He sort of hits it well, maybe could have had a touch. The keeper's looks like he's read it. And start of the second half, Lenny's header, they're the two that spring to mind. But we did have other chances. Sean's had one cleared off the line, Diz's volley. I mean, their second half again. But I just felt it was a better performance. I said Eastleigh prepared a very good pitch. And we took advantage of it and played well.
The goal that you did get as a result of a defensive error, but also of harrying by Ollie Palmer.
Keep saying to the strikers there, and sometimes I think they feel like you're on them or you're putting a lot of pressure on them, but a lot of the work starts with those two. If those two are chasing and harrying, if that's how we're lining up with two strikers, that gives the players behind them a big boost, and they're probably likely to step on and press in behind. And that was a prime example of what I've said. Ollie's done well for us since he joined us, is a willingness to run towards the opposition's goal. And it sounds simple, but the amount of players these days that want to show to feet and aren't willing to put the hard yards in are increasing. So to get someone like that, and once he did get in, it was a clinical finish. I thought he was going to actually come back out as he did it.
Yeah.
But it hit the post and went in the back of the net.
And he does seem to get a second wind as the game goes on, doesn't he?
I don't think he got a second wind at the end, but I understand what you're saying. And look, I understand and can accept that when someone's putting that effort, they are going to be out on the feet. And we had one or two at the end. It was just the fact that how big a side Eastleigh are. There was a reluctance to take Ollie off, to take Lenny off, maybe put Jack on. He might have given us a break the other way, and he might have got forced a second goal, but you're going to have to defend some set plays. There's a soft one at the end that they've thrown in. But I think other than one header, we've defended set plays well, and that's something looking at us, certainly as a team. We don't think we'll be bullied at the minute. And we know we've got some good players at the same time, so that that all bodes well.
Go back to Ollie. What's his situation? How long has he got left? And is there any news on what you might do after the game's up?
I think Forest Green's his last game for us in the current deal. I've spoken to Adam Murray, and I'm hopeful that we might be able to extend it.
We're going to have the same questions we did on Saturday. Hopeful or confident?
I think hopeful. Hopeful. I'll follow up again tomorrow. And if we can, I think the players enjoying playing football, which at Mansfield they've brought in, as I said before, a couple of good strikers. So it's been difficult for Ollie to force his way in there. So fingers crossed, the fact that they've got a couple in on loan, and I think till the end of the season that we might be able to keep him.
Is he happy to stay?
I think so. I think he's enjoying playing again because it's been a bit stop-start for him at Mansfield since he went there. And, the more football people play, the better in general they should get.
Last 11 away games, I think that's 7 wins and 4 defeats, is it?
4 draws.
4 draws, sorry. 4 draws.
Don't talk defeats, John.
No, but I
kind of caught a bit of a piece in the newspaper about 10... So straight away I'm thinking, well, that's just setting us up to fail. Thankfully we haven't tonight.
But it's not. It's saying how good you've been, isn't it?
Oh, of course it is, yeah. And it's nice on one hand, but I don't personally, for me, I let other people do it. I don't want to draw too much attention to it. I'm pleased that we've got a good away record.
But you must be doing something right though, mustn't you?
I think ultimately we're a decent team, and just because we have lost some games at home doesn't mean we're not a decent side. I think away from home we took the game to them. We didn't come and defend. It's not like we just set out to just defend and hit people on the break. I thought we were the best side from minute one to probably 85, and then they just had a little bit of pressure, which naturally they're going to have with the way they throw the ball forward and the strikers that they've got on the pitch.
If you go on like this, do you think you can catch the leading two?
It's a big ask. You know, I said that to the players. It's a massive ask, but whatever, we've got games to play, and we've obviously got them both to play. You know, chatting with Darryl Clark before the game, he came to have a look at us again. We'll keep trying. We just want to put as many points on the board. You can look at one prize and that's great, but I am conscious there are a lot of teams still chasing these playoffs. But tonight's another big victory for us. No more important than Saturday's was, but it's nice to perform against one of the teams and inflict only the second defeat at home that they've had this season.